It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
Welcome back to the Magic Towns Italy podcast with Miles and Alexia. Our mission today is to truly unpack the rich, evolving tapestry of Italian etiquette in the 21st century. Forget the old cliches. We're going to give you a modern understanding of how Italians really live, communicate, and connect. We're drawing from some excellent insights, including a recent 2024 census report, to explore everything from how to greet someone to the unwritten rules of dining and how to truly embrace the Italian rhythm.
And what's truly fascinating here is how Italy, while definitely a modern EU nation, beautifully balances progress with its, well, its deeply ingrained traditions.
All right, so before we dive into the nitty-gritty of daily interactions, let's set the scene a bit. Let's look at Italy today. The 2024 Census State of the Country report paints a picture of a nation maybe cautiously rediscovering growth and innovation. What stands out to you about this modern Italy, especially for someone new arriving there?
Italy is definitely a contemporary EU nation. There's a new social awareness, which is quite significant, particularly around protecting vulnerable groups like abused women and the elderly. It reflects a modern sensibility, I think. However, it's also important to acknowledge that some age-old divides persist.
Still,
see regional disparities, for instance, with voting patterns often splitting between the progressive north and urban areas and the more traditional south and rural areas, and there are significant education gaps. Higher education leads to far better life outcomes. For example, only about 2.2% of college graduates are in severe poverty, compared to 13.6% of people with just middle school education.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is. So while it's a country embracing modernity, it's also still addressing these ingrained inequalities. And this can subtly influence everything from, say, local services to the mindset you might encounter day to day.
So against this modernizing nation still navigating its own deep-seated traditions, it's maybe no surprise that many of our preconceived notions about Italy are, well, frankly, outdated. Let's tackle those myths next. To truly understand the real Italy beyond stereotypes, what are some of those common misconceptions we need to ditch right away?
Yeah, that's a great point. What's Italy really like today? Beyond the postcards and, you know, old movies, many old ideas are simply outdated, and it's vital to get a clearer picture. For instance, the myth that Italian men catcall constantly.
Right, that old trope.
Exactly. The reality is overt street harassment is really no longer socially acceptable, especially among younger Italians. In fact, activists are pushing for it to become a punishable offense.
Good to know.
Then there's driving in Italy is madness. That's a stereotype that truly sticks.
Yeah, everyone hears that one.
Right. Well, while it might seem chaotic to a first timer, Italian roads are actually far more orderly than legend suggests. This is largely due to stricter laws, ubiquitous speed cameras, and better enforcement. Road fatalities are down to about 4 per 100,000 people.
Which is pretty standard.
It's on par with other Western countries, so you can buckle up, sure, but don't expect a real-life Formula One race on your commute. Another common misconception. Italy is dirty and full of fly tipping. Actually, Italy is a recycling champion. It leads Europe with over 83% of waste recycled. Cleanliness standards are quite high, and locals are generally very good about not littering. You'll often see people pocket their trash until they find a proper bin.
That's impressive.
And finally, the idea that everyone is ultra formal and tied to Catholic traditions. Well, while courtesy and family values are indeed deep, daily life is surprisingly relaxed. First names and ciao come quickly once you know someone. Business dress codes have modernized significantly, and despite the church bells, Italy is actually quite secular in practice.
Really? How secular?
Well, statistics show only about 19% of Italians attend weekly mass, while a significant 31% never attend. So, no, you won't be expected to genuflect in daily social life. The real takeaway here isn't just that stereotypes are wrong, but that modern Italy, while deeply proud of its heritage, is actively shedding outdated norms.
That's a huge shift from what many might imagine. It sounds like a country that values its roots but isn't afraid to evolve. So with these myths busted, how does this evolution play out in something as fundamental as communication? Italians are known for being enthusiastic communicators.
Oh, they are indeed very expressive. You'll notice this immediately. Conversations are more animated, definitely more emotional engagement. And yes, the famous hand gestures are alive and well. They're used for absolutely everything from football debates to giving precise cooking instructions.
I can picture that.
I remember my first time trying to order coffee, realizing I needed a whole new vocabulary just for my hands. And in the digital realm, texting is king. WhatsApp has about a 97% usage rate in Italy.
97%? Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So locals will often text or send voice notes rather than call out of the blue. It's common courtesy to start a message with ciao or buongiorno and maybe a pleasantry before getting down to business. When you do call or meet in person, saying hello to everyone present and goodbye when you leave is the norm. A simple salve or buonasera in a shop or waiting room, it really goes a long way. And don't be shy about interrupting.
Interrupting, really?
Yes. It's often part of the rhythm. It's seen as a sign of emotional engagement, showing that people care and are actively listening, not necessarily being rude. That's such an interesting cultural nuance because in, say, the UK or US, interrupting is often seen as quite rude. It's less about sort of cutting someone off mid-sentence to change the subject and more about adding your voice enthusiastically to the flow. Think of it like a lively choir. Everyone wants to contribute to the song together. It's usually clear from the tone and body language. Even if you speak over someone for just a moment, signals engagement rather than dismissal.
Feel it out. Got it. Communication is clearly vibrant, but it all starts with that first interaction, doesn't it? Let's talk about greetings, often one of the trickiest parts of navigating a new culture. What's the protocol for a new expat or retiree?
Well, Italian etiquette here beautifully balances tradition with modern casualness. So it's quite adaptable, actually. For formal situations or first meetings, a friendly handshake and a simple passeri, which means nice to meet you, are perfect. That's a safe and polite starting point.
Passeri.
Mm-hmm. Among friends and family, cheek kisses are very common, usually two, one on each cheek, and typically starting with the left cheek. It's common regardless of gender, though. Interestingly, many Italian men now opt for a hug or a friendly backslap with close male friends.
So less rigid than maybe it used to be.
And don't worry about perfecting the cheek kiss immediately. A warm smile and perhaps a slight lean will usually clue your host whether to go in for the kiss or not. They won't expect you to be an expert on day one. Now, this brings up an important question. When do you use to, the informal you, versus lei, a formal you?
Yes, the big one.
It is. As a newcomer, it's definitely best to start formal. Lei with elders, professionals, or really anyone who addresses you as signora, and just follow their lead.
Yeah.
You'll find there's a noticeable trend toward informality these days. Even professors or bosses might shift to two in more casual settings. If someone addresses you by your first name and says, dai, dimonci go tu, which basically means, come on, let's use two. Congratulations. That's a clear invitation and it means you're considered, you know, part of the inner circle. Just remember, ciao is informal. Always use buongiorno or buonasera with strangers or older folks until you're explicitly invited to switch to ciao. It's a subtle but important distinction.
That's really helpful advice. It sounds like Italian greetings are more about warmth and connection than strict, rigid rules. One of the truly special experiences, though, must be being invited into someone's home. It feels like such an intimate gesture. So I imagine for our listeners, the biggest question is, what's the drill? What do you do as a guest?
Oh, absolutely. Being invited to an Italian home is a significant gesture of trust and warmth. It's truly a sign of friendship because Italians often meet friends at cafes or restaurants. Opening their home is special. So here's what you should know to be a perfect guest. First off, always bring a gift. Okay, always. A nice bottle of wine, artisanal chocolates, or a bunch of fresh flowers are classic choices. Always appreciated. Maybe a dessert from your home country, that can be a fun idea. But it's best to avoid anything too exotic, unless you know their tastes well. Stick to the safe bets, if I'm sure. Second, don't be early.
Don't be early. That's counterintuitive for some cultures.
It is, but in Italy, arriving 15 to 30 minutes after the stated time is actually considered polite.
It gives your host a little buffer time to get everything perfectly ready without feeling rushed. Good to know. 15 to 30 minutes late is okay.
Yep. When you arrive, ring the doorbell and be ready to greet everyone present. That means from Nana down to the family dog. It shows respect for the whole household. And about shoes, it's common to keep your shoes on.
Oh, really? I'd assume take them off.
Many Italians actually find it a bit odd or even impolite for guests to pat around in socks. So don't volunteer to unlace unless your host explicitly insists and offers you slippers, for example. And make sure to offer compliments. Italians take immense pride in their homes, their decor, their tidiness.
Okay, compliments are key.
Definitely. Once at the table, expect abundant food and lots of insistence on second helpings. The best strategy is just to pace yourself, but share genuine enthusiasm for each dish. If you have any dietary restrictions, it's best to communicate them clearly in advance. Your host will definitely appreciate the heads up to avoid any awkwardness. Visiting an Italian home in 2025 is generally a relaxed affair. You'll experience genuine hospitality without much stiff formality. So just bring your appetite and enjoy la convivialità, the good company.
And that focus on presentation and social grace, it extends far beyond a dinner table, doesn't it? Let's shift our focus now to public spaces. How do Italians navigate public life? And what's this pervasive yet often misunderstood concept of bella figura we hear about?
You're absolutely right. The social grace of the table definitely translates to public life. In public, you'll probably find personal spaces a bit closer than you might be used to. Italians tend to stand and sit a touch nearer. And casual touch, like a quick pat on the arm during conversation, is quite common and usually just means friendliness. General public behavior is usually polite. People readily say, "Permesso," excuse me, when squeezing by. They often hold doors for the next person and frequently offer their seats to the elderly or pregnant women on crowded buses. Basic courtesy is strong.
Okay, so generally polite and aware.
Cues exist, but sometimes, well, not as linearly as you might expect, like in small bakeries or pharmacies without a number ticket system. You might hear newcomers ask, "Who's last in line?" rather than forming a perfect straight line. You just need to speak up when you arrive and keep track of whose turn is before yours. It works itself out.
Right, a bit more self-managed.
Some other tips for blending in: use your indoor voice in designated quiet zones like churches, museums, or on trains marked silenzio. Italians can be loud among friends, sure, but they respect quiet spaces. Smoking has been banned indoors in restaurants and offices since 2005, so the smoky trattoria of old is mostly gone. Smokers just step outside now. Also, it's generally considered a bit uncouth to snack or eat while walking down the street. You'll rarely see locals chomping a sandwich on the go.
Interesting. Why is that?
It's about savoring things, I think. Italians tend to pause at a cafe or sit on a bench to genuinely enjoy their food or drink. It's actually a nice reminder to slow down a bit. Now, the concept of bella figura, meaning making a good impression, this still greatly influences public etiquette. It's a prime example of how deeply ingrained traditions of dignity and presentation coexist beautifully with Italy's modern, relaxed approach.
That's not just about looking good.
Not at all. Think of bella figura less as superficial vanity and more as a cultural commitment to dignity, respect, and a harmonious presentation of self in public. It influences everything from how you dress to how you handle a minor disagreement. This means dressing presentably. You don't need designer gear for groceries, obviously, but maybe avoid wearing pajama bottoms in public. You might notice even at the beach, locals often do quick outfit changes under a towel rather than walking far from the shore half-dressed. Modesty and style often go hand in hand. That said, modern Italy is quite relaxed overall. You'll see teens in ripped jeans and sneakers, joggers in the park in full workout gear. Lots of everyday informality. It's more about context. Bella figura at a casual barbecue means a clean, smart, casual outfit and polite manners. At the office, it means business casual attire and being punctual. When in doubt, just err on the side of respect and situational awareness, and you'll do just fine. It's about showing you care about the situation and the people around you.
So we've covered the modern landscape, busted some myths, explored communication, greetings, being a guest, dining, public life. For our expat or retiree listeners, what does all this mean for truly integrating and, well, enjoying life in Italy? How do we embrace this unique Italian rhythm?
Right. Bringing it all together. Well, Italy today is very much a part of contemporary Europe. It adheres to EU laws. Modern social values are prevalent. Smartphones are ubiquitous. International pop culture is everywhere. As an expat, you'll find that much of day-to-day life, paying bills online, using public transit, shopping in malls, will feel largely familiar. Yet, the real beauty of Italian life lies in its unique social rhythms. The pace is generally a bit more relaxed. An official appointment might start 10 minutes late, and that's often okay. The post-lunch riposo, or break, still closes many small shops for a couple of hours, especially in smaller towns or in the south.
The famous riposo.
Family and community remain paramount, so Sundays are often dedicated to large family lunches, and many shops might be closed or have reduced hours. Every town, no matter how small, has its annual festival, its sagra, that brings everyone out into the main piazza. It's a big deal.
Flexibility and enjoying the moment. You really see this in the evening passeggiata, the evening stroll.
Yes. That leisurely walk locals of all ages take before dinner, simply to unwind, chat with neighbors, see and be seen. It's a lovely tradition. So to integrate respectfully, your best bet is simply to join in these traditions. Don't fight the rhythm, embrace it. Balance your routine with a mid-morning coffee standing at the local bar. Take the time to learn your local shopkeeper's names. It makes a huge difference. And don't be surprised when your landlord or a new colleague invites you over for Sunday lunch with their family. It happens. Italy may share Europe's broad cultural norms, tolerance, equality, rule of law, but it definitively maintains its own dolce vita cadence.
But what a fantastic journey through modern Italian etiquette. We've definitely debunked some myths, shared really practical tips, and I feel like we've given you, our listener, a clearer window into the vibrant, nuanced social landscape of Italy in the 21st century.
It's clear that while Italy is thoroughly modern, its enduring charm really lies in these unique social rhythms and traditions. Understanding these small, often delightful details can truly make all the difference in feeling connected and genuinely at home there.
So as you plan your move, or maybe just dream of Italian life, here's something to think about. What is one small Italian custom you're most excited to embrace in your daily life? For more insights and practical resources on making your move to Italy seamless, be sure to visit Magic Towns Italy. Until next time, good luck, and above all, benvenuti in Italia. Welcome to Italy.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.